Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This Sunday in the church year is Trinity Sunday, and the title of our message is, It's Not About Us. Our text comes from Matthew 28:19, and these are the words, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These are the first words, by the way, spoken at worship each and every Sunday here. Now notice that we do not say, we begin our worship in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. No, the emphasis is not on us. It's not about us. It's not proper for me to begin the service by facing you and saying, we begin our worship in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No, the proper way to do it is for me to face the altar, address God, and simply proclaim the words of Matthew 28:19, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, this might seem like no big deal, but it is. By speaking the Trinitarian invocation in this way, we are publicly declaring it's not about us. It is all about our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, we said today is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday of the church year in which Christians are especially reminded of the mystery of one God in three persons. Now, two key words keep our focus in worship where they should be. The first is a German word, Gottesdienst. Gottesdienst means divine service or God serving us. This is an old word which describes the very essence of worship. In worship, God is serving us. God is coming to us to give us his good gifts of his holy word, the sacraments of communion and baptism, and the forgiveness of our sins. Worship at its essence is all about him and what he's doing for us. Now, in our hymnal, we're reminded of this truth. In our hymnal, we have four main settings for worship. In the top of page 151, what do we see? We see the heading of the service that says, Divine Service. On the top of pages 167, 184, and 203, what do we see? The same declaration, Divine Service. God is serving us. Now, the second key word is the Old English word, worship. No, that's not a mistake. The proper word is worship. Over the years, we have shortened this word to worship. But the word originally means, and originally was, worship, giving someone or something their worth. Worship is us giving God his worth, telling him by our words and our hymns and our prayers how worthy and wonderful he is for all that he's given to us in his divine service. Worship is our response. First, God serves us with his gifts, and secondly, we respond by saying thank you. Worship then is our joy and it's our duty. That's why we gather here on Sundays, and in these days, while we also set aside time to worship at home, online, with our computers. Now note this important passage from 2 Corinthians 3:18. Paul says, But we all with unveiled faces behold the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord. The background of this passage is from Exodus 33 and 34, when Moses meets the Lord on Mount Sinai, receiving the Ten Commandments. And after being in God's presence, after seeing God's glory, the text says that when Moses came down from the mountain, I quote, He did not know that his face shone, and that Aaron and all the sons of Israel were afraid to come near him. So Moses put a veil over his face. St. Paul goes on to say this in 2 Corinthians 3, that, quote, We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face so the sons of Israel would not look intently at the glory that was fading away. Paul is here using the analogy of a mirror. A mirror can serve both for beholding and for reflecting. In worship, we look closely, beholding God's glory. By doing so, then, we can reflect his glory. Moses' face shone because he reflected the glory of God. We reflect God's glory when we behold our Savior Jesus in worship. You see, we exist as heaven's advertising agency, promoting the glory of God in Jesus Christ in every area of our lives, on every day of our lives. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's all about him. Now, we've just said that we are heaven's advertising agency. Let me ask you this. How many of you know the following people and organizations? Jack Tinker and Partners. Doyle Dane Birnbach. Foot, Cone, and Belding, and J. Walter Thompson. How'd you do? Chances you didn't know any of these names on the list, and they'd have no problem with that because they are advertising companies, and their purpose is never to make a name for themselves, but for their client and the client's product. Now, here's a quick list of their slogans and their products. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer. We try harder. Avis Rent-A-Car. Mmm, good. Campbell's Soup. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Rice Krispies. That's for Kellogg's cereals. What these advertising agents do for their clients, we are to do for our Lord Jesus. It's not all about us. It's about him. Like mirrors, we are to reflect his glory. Our priority then in worship and in life is to both reflect him and then to resemble him. 2 Corinthians 3:18 ends this way. We behold the Lord's glory and then are being transformed into his likeness. And worship is a primary means of our transformation into the image of Jesus. You can't reflect Jesus if first you have not beheld him in worship. You will not behold him unless worship becomes the foundation and priority upon which you build your life. This is what Christianity is all about. It's not about us. It's about him. Now back to Exodus 33 and 34. Moses was in the presence of God for a short time receiving the commandments, and the text says the glory faded. But Paul tells us that Christians abide in the presence of God forever, and that glory never fades. In verse 18 we read, with unveiled faces we are beholding the glory of God. It is a privilege to receive Christ and his gifts in worship because in him we continue to behold God's glory. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's not about how we feel or we don't feel. Beholding his glory must be our agenda. Think of it this way. When a sports team wins a Stanley Cup, or a Grey Cup, or a Super Bowl trophy, or a World Series trophy, there's a big celebration. People gather for a parade in the city to cheer for their players. Folks paint their faces and wear clothing with the color of their team. People try to get autographs. It's a wonderful time. No true fans say, oh, that gathering did nothing for me. I didn't get anything out of it. That event was wonderful because everybody knew why they were there. The purpose was not to please themselves. The purpose was to honor the team. In a similar way, authentic worship is our attempt to communicate how much we adore and honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? for all that he has done for us and for all people at his cross and empty tomb. For the forgiveness of sins he has won by the shedding of his blood for us in the entire world. For his love and his strength and the hope he gives us each and every day. For the gift of heaven and the wonder that this short life is not all there is. And now our life's purpose is to reflect Christ in all that we do, Monday through Saturday, as well as Sunday. Just as Moses reflected the glory of God after meeting with him on the mountain, so too we reflect God's glory by meeting him in worship week after week. 2 Corinthians 3:18 said, "But we, with unveiled faces, continue to behold the Lord's glory." And again on this Trinity Sunday, whether you have gathered at 11 o'clock for our small group gathering here, or you are worshiping online in your computer, on this Trinity Sunday, as we celebrate God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we remember, it's not about us, it's about him. Now there's a beautiful song that we have sung a number of times in worship. The title of the hymn is "The Heart of Worship." The songwriter, Matt Redman, had met with his pastor for prayer and discussion. They agreed that far too much their congregation had been focused upon itself and not upon their Lord, especially in worship. So now listen to a few words of this song that Matt Redman wrote, a song that is now beloved all over the world. He wrote, "When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing to bring something that is of worth, O Lord, that will bless your heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. My friends, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It is all about you, our dear and precious Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."